Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The scripture says, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm going to make it personal. Amen. Right now it's including you. Amen. But whether you praise him or not, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Amen. And be glad in it. Amen. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. We shall rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. For a little while, we're going to use the thought. Amen. It's my choice to rejoice. Amen. It's my choice to rejoice. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's my choice to rejoice. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. What about when trouble comes? Again I say, rejoice. What about when I'm sad? Again I say, rejoice. What about when I got bad news? Again I say, rejoice. What about when that kids ain't acting right? Again I say, rejoice. What about my money is funny? Again I say, rejoice. What about my car? It won't start. Again I say, rejoice. What about all the things that are happening in my life? Again I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. It's my choice to rejoice. Life is all about choices. We make choices every day of our lives. Sometimes we make choices without even realizing that we're making choices. Choices are an inevitable part of our day-to-day experience. Our choices always have subtle consequences. Our choices always have a direct result. Our choices always have an outcome, whether good or bad. Our choices always have an outcome. Sometimes your choice to do nothing is a bigger choice or a bigger statement than if you actually chose to take a stand. Amen. I'm going to say that one more time. Sometimes your choice to do nothing at all is a bigger choice, is a bigger statement than if you actually made a choice to take a stand. Sometimes your choice to do nothing will result in an outcome that you prefer not to happen. Amen. So that's why choices are so important. In life, we make many different choices. In life, we make big choices, and in life, we make small choices. In life, we make important choices, and sometimes we make insignificant choices. In life, we make bad choices, and in life, we make good choices. Now, one good choice I can tell you that you made just on today, amen, was your choice to get your butt up, come to church, amen, and be here to hear this message. That was a good choice. That was a really good choice. We thank God for that choice. What a brilliant choice you made, amen, to be here on today with us this morning. We thank God for that choice, amen. That was a wise choice and a sound choice, amen. At one point or another in all of our lives, all of us have made right choices, and all of us have made wrong choices. All of us have made wise choices, and all of us have made stupid choices. Can I say stupid in church? Oh, too late. I already said it. All of us have made stupid choices. Amen. All of us have made godly choices, and all of us have made ungodly choices. At some point in our life, all of us have made righteous choices, and all of us have made unrighteous choices. Sometimes we make moral choices, and sometimes we make the choice to make immoral choices. And although in life sometimes our choices are made for us, and some choices that we make we don't have a choice about, we always have the power to make choices. And some choices that we make are because they are in our best interest to make, because they're the right thing to do. But sometimes, however, we choose to neglect to do the things that are the right thing to do. We neglect to do the things that are in our best interest. And because they're inconvenient, we don't want to do them. Or because we don't feel like it, we don't want to do it. Or we'll do it later. I know I should, but I'll just do it later on. Amen. They'll understand. They'll get it. Amen. Amen. We sometimes make the choice not to do the things that are in our best interest. And we suffer the consequences of that bad choice. Because the consequences of our choices sometimes aren't immediate. Sometimes we use the power to make choices incorrectly. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes, because the consequences of our choices aren't always immediate, we use the power to make choices incorrectly. That's worth writing down right there. I'm going to say that one more time. Amen. I usually don't say it three times, but today I'm going to say it three times. Because, amen, the consequences of our choices aren't always immediate. Sometimes we use the power to make choices incorrectly. We don't realize when we do that, we're only cheating ourselves.
when we don't take care of our health like we should, amen, when we don't eat right like we should, when we don't exercise like we should, when we don't go to the doctor like we should, when we don't listen to the doctor like we should, when we don't go to church like we should, when we don't read the Bible like we should, when we don't seek the Lord like we should, when we don't fast and pray like we should, we're only cheating ourselves out of the best that life has to offer us. If you keep postponing it and keep putting it off for later, but later never comes, realize you're only cheating yourself. When you don't do the things that are in your best interest to do, realize you're only cheating yourself. We always make choices when the consequences are immediate, we make the choices. Even though they're inconvenient, we'll make those choices. As an example, we go to work, although it's inconvenient, because we want that check. Amen, that check on Friday, we want that check. Although it's inconvenient, I don't feel like getting up. I want to snooze it a little while longer. Amen, I snoozed it already 15 times, but I want to snooze it even longer. Amen, come on somebody, you know what I'm talking about. We get up and we put our face on and we do what we got to do. Why? Because we want that check. When the consequences of our actions are immediate, we do what we have to do. Amen. But when they are not so immediate, we always make an excuse. Well, I don't really feel like it. Well, I was out last night. Well, I'm a little tired. And maybe you'll explain it. And maybe you'll understand. Amen. Because the consequences of our decisions aren't always immediate, we don't use the power to make choices correctly. But if the consequences, amen, were immediate, and for an example, amen, we obey the laws of the land, although they're inconvenient sometimes. Amen, I don't want to go 35 sometimes. I want to go 60. Why? Because I'm running late. Amen, I got to get where I got to go. But I slow down and I put myself under. Amen, I may go 5 or 10 over instead of 15 or 20 over. Why? Because I don't want a ticket. I can't afford it. Amen. I can't afford the ticket, so I obey the laws of the land, although sometimes they're inconvenient, because I don't want to go to jail or I don't want to pay the consequences. If the consequences were immediate, we do it. But when they're not immediate, we make excuses. So we pay some of our bills. I wrote down all of our bills at first, but I say some of our bills because some of us don't even pay all of our bills. We pay some of our bills. We pay the bills that we don't want shut off. The ones that we don't mind getting shut off, we are, well, next month, amen, glory. I put a little on it, amen, and maybe next month they'll not cut it off. Come on, we pay the bill that we don't want cut off. Listen, if the consequences of our sin were more immediate, there'd be more people repenting. If the consequences of our sin were more immediate, there'd be more people at the altar. If the consequences of our sin was more immediate, there'd be more people in the church right now. This church will be filled up with people. We wouldn't have room enough to have all the people that will be here. If the consequences of our sin were more immediate, there'd be more people serving God right now. But let me tell you something. Just because the consequences aren't immediate, don't mean the consequences aren't dire. Oh, that's a good one. You should write that down too. Just because the consequences aren't immediate does not mean that the consequences aren't severe enough. Amen. That you're going to have to pay. They're not dire. Many of us are looking for the shortcut through life, but there are no shortcuts through life. You may not suffer the consequences of your choices right now, but the consequences of choices always have a way of catching up to you. Amen. It may not be today. May not be tomorrow. It may not be next week or next year. Amen. It may not even be in this life, but you have to realize that one day or the other, you're going to suffer the consequences of all of your choices. Make sure that you're making good choices. Amen. Sometimes we feel as if we don't have a choice, but whether you realize it or not, we always have a choice. Amen. You didn't have to punch her in the face like that. You had a choice. Come on. You didn't have to karate chop him in the throat like you did. You had a choice. You had a choice. Amen. You didn't have to do what it is that you did. You didn't have to cuss him out like you did. You had a choice. You had the choice. Come on. Don't act like you don't cuss nobody out just because you're in church. I know what goes on behind closed doors. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to say that. You had a choice. But sometimes because of our natural reactions to things, sometimes because, amen, the first thing that comes to mind, we do them. We forget that we always have a choice, but we must remember we always have a choice. Sometimes in life, situations will make you want to have a natural reaction. Sometimes in life, Situations will make you want to cry. Sometimes in life, situations will make you want to get revenge. Sometimes in life, situations will make you want to cut somebody out. Sometimes in life, situations will cause you to want to hold a grudge. Sometimes in life, situations will cause you to want to walk away, to give up prematurely. But you have to realize you always have a choice. No matter what goes on in your life, you always have a choice. They say life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you choose to respond. You always have a choice. Never make a permanent decision based on a temporary emotion. Oh, I'm going to say that one more time. That's worth writing down. I'm saying a lot of good stuff today. Glory be to God. Listen, you don't ever make a permanent decision based on a temporary emotion. You always have a choice. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26 lets us to know that we have a right to be angry. Be angry, but don't sin. Another version says this way. Don't sin by allowing your anger to control your actions. Don't sin by allowing your anger to control the way you operate. In other words, you always have a choice. In other words, you have a right to be angry, but you don't have a right to sin. Amen. You have a right to be disappointed, but you don't have a right to hold a grudge. You have a right to be discouraged, but you don't have a right to walk away before it's time to give up. You have a right, amen, to be frustrated, amen, but you don't have a right to walk away before it's your time. You don't have a right to give up prematurely. You have a right, amen, to have feelings and emotions. You have a right to all these things, but you don't have a right to allow these things to control you. You don't have a right, amen, to allow all these things that you go through in your life to cause you to sin. Don't allow somebody else's choice to sin against you, to let yourself off the hook to sin against them. I'm going to say that again too. That's a good one. Don't allow somebody else's choice to sin against you, to allow you to feel justified to sin against them. You're never justified to do wrong. You're never justified to do something that they did to you. You're never justified. Two wrongs, they say, don't make a right. Just because they were wrong don't mean you justified to be wrong too. So now you can't talk about how wrong they were because you just as wrong as they are. You can't talk about what they did. Why? Because you did something worse. You slapped me, I'm going to slap you and your mama. No, no, no. Now you're worse. You had to bring the money in and all that. That's understandable. Two wrongs never make a right. We have to realize we always have a choice. Just because they did it don't mean you're right to do it. You can't talk about how wrong they are and then turn around and do something worse than they did. It don't make any sense. We talk about how wrong. You know, I won't believe, girl. Girl, you won't believe what he did. Girl, child, you won't believe what she said. Did you hear what they did? Did you see the way they did that to me? Girl, you know who they talking to? And then we go and do something worse. Talk about it. Because we did the same thing, if not worse. Two wrongs don't make a right. We always have a choice. You see, God is always the right choice. And sometimes God is the only choice, but we still don't choose him. Sometimes the things of God is the only choice, but we still don't choose to do with him. Sometimes God's way is the only choice, but we still neglect to choose to do things God's way. We need to learn to make better choices. As we look at our text, I'm about to get up out of here, amen, in a second. We see the author made a choice. The author made a decision. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We will rejoice. Let us rejoice. And I paraphrase, I will rejoice. I don't care what you do. I will rejoice and be glad. Amen. He didn't say it was necessarily a good day. Amen. And nowhere in the text did it say it was necessarily a day that everything was going correctly. It didn't say that everything was going right. He didn't say that his day was going perfectly. Amen. The text said, this is the day that the Lord has made. It didn't say that everything was peachy king. It didn't say that all his bills were paid and all his problems were solved. It didn't say nothing about his day. It just said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. We will rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. He did say, in effect, amen, that no matter really what's going on in this day, amen, he was choosing to rejoice. And not only rejoice, but to be glad in it. In other words, this could be a good day, or this could be a bad day. Amen. In other words, this could be a miraculous day, or this could be a day from the pit of hell. Amen. This could be a day where I feel sick, and this could be a day where I feel great. This could be a day when I got the news I was waiting to receive, or this could be the day, amen, that I got the news, amen, that I never wanted to hear in my life. No matter what the day brings my way, amen, no matter what happens in my day, no matter what I have to go through, the psalmist declared that this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. This day is the day that the Lord has given him. This day is the day, amen, that is a gift from God, which lets us to know that each and every day that we have is a gift from God. Each and every day that we go through something, amen, even though we're going through what we're going through, the day is still a gift from God. Every day we wake up on this side of heaven, amen, every day we wake up and we're not 6 feet under. Every day we wake up, I might have pain in my body, but I thank God I can breathe in and I can breathe back out. Amen. I might have, amen, not have everything that I want, amen, but I thank God I can breathe in and I can breathe out. Every day is a gift that we should not take for granted. Amen. This day is a gift. Amen. As people, we take so much for granted. We take our family for granted. We take our spouses for granted. We take our children for granted. We take our wives and husbands and parents for granted. We take our friends for granted. We take our jobs for granted. We take our talent for granted. We take our homes for granted. We take our vehicles for granted. We take our health for granted. But we must do better. Saints of God, we must do better. We must learn to take care of the things that take care of us. Amen. We must learn to take care of the people that take care of us. We must learn to take care of the possessions. Get your oil changed. Come on, take care of the house. Cut the grass. Amen. I'm talking to myself now. Amen. So rake the leaves. I'm talking to myself now. Glory. Amen. If you ain't going to do it, pay somebody to do it. I'm talking to myself now. Glory be to. Take care of the things that take care of you. Amen. That's Jesus calling. Don't worry about that. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. Amen. Listen. Take care of the things that take care of you so they can continue to take care of you. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. And it is not easy to rejoice when you're not having a good day. It's not easy to rejoice when you received bad news. It's not easy to rejoice when you're feeling sick in your body. It's not easy to rejoice when you get a bad break. It's not easy to rejoice when you experience loss after loss after loss after loss. Amen. It seems like you can never get ahead because every time you take a step forward, amen, you get knocked back behind. Amen. It's not easy to rejoice, amen, after your money is funny and your change is strange. It's not easy to rejoice, come on, when things are not going the way that you planned. It's not easy to rejoice, amen, when you're having a bad day and that bad day turned into a bad year. Amen. It's not easy to rejoice when it seems like nothing is going right in your life. But just because it's not easy doesn't mean it's not possible. Man, that's a really good one. If you don't write nothing else down, you better write that down. If just because it's not easy doesn't mean it's not possible. We always look for the easy road in life. We always look for the easy route. We always look for the path of least resistance. But life is not always easy. But just because it's not easy doesn't mean it's not possible. Just because you had a bad moment doesn't mean you had a bad day. Just because you had a bad day doesn't mean that automatically you have a bad life. Amen. A bad day is still a day that the Lord has made. Amen. Whether it's a good day or it's a bad day, it's still a day that the Lord has made. This is still a day that the Lord has blessed you with. This day is still a gift from God. Amen. A day, amen, that we still should not take for granted. We must remember always, we always have a choice. As I get ready to close, be sure that you're making the choice to rejoice. Amen. You always have a choice to complain or to rejoice. Amen. Be sure you make the choice to rejoice. You always have the choice to criticize or to rejoice. Be sure you make the choice to to rejoice. You always have a choice to walk away, to give up prematurely, or to rejoice. Amen. Be sure you make the choice to rejoice. You always have a choice to worry and to stress and to walk the floor and to lose sleep at night. Amen. Or to rejoice. Amen. Be sure you make the choice to rejoice. You always have a choice to feel sorry for yourself and to throw a pity party. Amen. Because nobody going through what you're going through. Nobody understands what you're being. Woe is me. Amen. All my problems are too big. You always have a choice to throw a pity party or to rejoice. Be sure you make the choice to rejoice. You always have a choice to whine and complain and cry. Amen. Or to rejoice. Be sure you make the choice to rejoice. Amen. You always have a choice. Be sure you make the choice to rejoice. No matter what happens in your life, make the choice to rejoice. You see, the Word of God is a book about choosing to rejoice. And although in life we will all face challenges, we will all face things, amen, that are unpleasant, that we wish we didn't have to face at one time or another, we must remember that we always have a choice. Amen. We must remember that we should choose to rejoice. We must remember that we should use the Word of God as a reminder for us to rejoice, especially when we're going through. Why is it that we go away from the Word when we're going through instead of coming to it? We hide from His presence instead of embracing His presence. We move away from the church instead of running to it. This is where your help is. I don't look to the hills. Come on, I can't look to my drug guy. Amen. He can't help me. He can help me temporarily, but he can't really help me. I can't look to, amen, my girlfriend. Amen. She can't help me. She can help me temporarily, but she can't really help me. I can't look to all these friends and people who have opinions about what I should do and what I shouldn't do. I can't look to them because they can help me feel better temporarily, but they can't really help me. This is where your help is. I will look to the hills. I ain't say I look to the dope guy. I look to the hills. I ain't say I look to my friends. I look to the hills. I didn't say I look to my money. I look to the hills. The hills is where my help comes from. Jesus is where my help comes from. Stop running from God when you're in trouble. Run to Him. He's the one that can fix it. He's the one that can help you. I will look to the hills from what's coming to my help. Remember, we always have a choice, and the Word of God will remind us about our choice to rejoice. The psalmist said in my text, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's my choice to rejoice. Another psalmist said, I will rejoice at the work of your hands like someone who finds great treasure. It's my choice to rejoice. Another psalmist said, I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. Amen. It's my choice to rejoice. Yet another psalmist said, blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose help is in the Lord your God. It's my choice to rejoice. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. It's my choice to rejoice. David also danced before the Lord, amen, out of his clothes, because God had been too good to him. Even though his wife didn't understand it, amen, he still danced before the Lord. It's his choice and my choice to rejoice. Amen. Job said, though he slay me, yet would I trust him. It's my choice to rejoice. Zephaniah said, shout, O joy, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Rejoice and exalt the God of Jerusalem. It's my choice to rejoice. Zechariah says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem, for your king is coming. It's my choice to rejoice. Jesus said, don't allow your troubles, amen, to make you fear. Amen. Don't allow your heart to be troubled. Also, don't be afraid. It's my choice to rejoice. Jesus also said, rejoice, amen, and be exceedingly glad when you go through trouble. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad when you're persecuted for my sake. Amen. Because great is your reward in the heavens. It's my choice to rejoice. Paul said, rejoice also in suffering. It's my choice to rejoice. He also said, we are content with weakness. We are content with insults. We are content with hardships. We are content with persecution. It's my choice to rejoice. Paul said, be patient while you're going through tribulation. It's my choice to rejoice. He also said, rejoice in the Lord always. It's my choice to rejoice. And after you get done rejoicing the first time, he said, again, I say, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. It's my choice to rejoice. Peter said, rejoice when you share in Christ's sufferings. It's my choice to rejoice. James said, count it all joy. Hallelujah. When you find yourselves in a trial that you can't get out of, it's my choice to rejoice. After I read all of that, amen, I came to the conclusion myself, it's my choice. Hallelujah. To rejoice. No matter what I go through in my life, I had to realize I always had a choice. All of these examples remind us that we always have a choice. Life will not always be good to you, but no matter what life brings your way, be sure that you remember you always have a choice. Be sure that you make the choice to rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's my choice to rejoice. Come on, put your hands together. Thank you. Choice to rejoice. Listen, if you're here today and you never heard the gospel message,
never get out early and just hang around, huh?